Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field. French picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on French. Falk moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. Falk moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop throws to second for one, and Galloway throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes French. The throw from Krause and he is safe. French steals second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway strikes out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive towards first. Dykes catches it and steps on first to double up Lyons. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. Falk moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Barrett moves to third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. Galloway moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway scores. Hale moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hale reaches second base with a double. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. French fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on French. Hunfield scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat throws the ball into Galloway, who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 3 in the game. Krause bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.